You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This week, Bronnie spoke to co-founder and editor-in-chief of Austin magazine, Jana Tay, about their Unlockdown Festival happening this weekend. The three-day online event featuring workshops and performances aims at unlocking new skills while uplifting the creative arts. Austin is an online publication which started in 2018, and Jana begins by telling us what their purpose is.
We wanted to create like an online platform and a space for marginalized voices, because I mean, like, all of us in the team, we're immigrants, we're people who grew up sort of like in two cultures, and we didn't see a space for ourselves in New Zealand media. And so we just wanted to create somewhere that people could sort of write about who they were and their experiences, and where other people could read and identify themselves with that.
And so what form does OSIN take?
It's all online. It's at osin.co, so like OSCN.co. We've had two issues, which they sort of come out once a year. And then in between that, we have features that come out. We try to make it like every 2 weeks or so and have columns and stuff like that. One day, hopefully, we'll have something in print. But yeah, for now, I think online's the most accessible. And that means that people can see all that stuff for free.
I just wanted to highlight, I think there's quite a cool story behind the name as well, OSIN.
I mean, the hardest part, I think, about starting it was the fact that you had to choose a name. And we got OSIN from the Latin for the word songbird. And in ancient Rome, people used to divine omens from the flight patterns of birds. And then there was just one group of birds that they would get their omens from the song of the birds. And those were called, I don't think it's actually pronounced OSIN, but we sort of did not know Latin and reappropriated it.
It's not a spoken language anyway, it's all good.
Yeah.
And so given that all of your publications are online, how were you kind of affected by the lockdown?
Not so affected in terms of putting out issues that we were going to do online anyway, but we were planning to move more into events, because we did an event that launched our first issue, and that was sort of where we felt the true purpose of OSIN really came into being, which is sort of to create community amongst people who maybe felt that they hadn't been able to find that community anywhere else. So we were planning an event in collaboration with some other arts organizations, but that got postponed because of this. And so now it's sort of like, how do you innovate and actually bring all of that and create that community online? So that's been our current challenge.
Yeah, and so what was the solution you came up with for that?
So we've come up with an event in response to that called the Unlockdown, and it'll be happening from the 18th to the 20th of April, so this Saturday to Monday. And we've organized like a lineup of artists and people who can hold 1 hour sessions that will help everyone to sort of unlock skills, new talents, and most importantly, community, and being able to feel like they're connected to something, even though we're all self-isolating.
And so what kind of skills are there going to be workshops on?
So there are going to be workshops that teach you like cooking and smartphone photography and trying to make use of what you've got around you, and also going to be classes like yoga and dance, and hopefully I'm trying to organize some language classes around Te Reo, and I think there's a songwriting one as well. But yeah, the aim is just to get people involved with doing something, but also being able to connect with people online.
And so how do these workshops kind of tie into the broader OSIN purpose of uplifting marginalized voices?
We tried to get a diverse range of people involved with holding these workshops, and artists who usually would do things in person with the skills that they're showing us. And we wanted to also introduce different and new cultural things to people who might not usually be involved with those things. And it's just trying to create a fun environment and create that sense of family.
And so where did this idea come from? Is it something that you've seen happening elsewhere in New Zealand or across the globe?
I have seen like really innovative ideas in New Zealand already. Like Satellites is an Asian arts organization, and they've been doing like a daily lockdown advent calendar. So every day they got a new artist to give a little activity for everyone who follows along. And then it's a way to give some visibility to their work as well. I haven't seen a festival clustered within a few days yet online, but that might just be me not spending enough time on Facebook looking through events. So that was kind of what we wanted to have, was sort of like imitate a festival that you might go around from stage to stage, but have it through, I think, our Instagram Live or Zoom sessions, whatever's easiest for the artist.
I was going to ask, how was this actually going to physically work so people would be through social media or Zoom?
The idea is sort of to try and keep it simple, either have it on Instagram Live so someone's, you know, talking and presenting. But if a class needs to be taught or if the artist wants to have more interaction between whoever's participating, then we'll provide a Zoom link that people can join. And we're going to create a Facebook event to announce all of this stuff through.
Yeah, and I was going to ask about some of the challenges in terms of engagement when you're, you know, doing this online. But I guess actually you guys are in quite a unique position because you normally operate online anyway. So how has that been?
Yeah, we do normally operate online. So we spend a lot of time trying to build like engagement through social media. And I think that's fairly successful. I think the hard thing is because we've put such a short time frame on ourselves to actually get traction that way. But then I was thinking about it and like no one has a sense of time anymore that's regular. So before lockdown, I think if people think about, oh, something's next week, they would think it's super soon and they'd have to rearrange their schedule. But now people are like, oh, it's in 3 days' time. That's a long time ago. Like, it's a long time away. So hopefully that'll play to our advantage.
I've heard a lot of criticisms going around that this emphasis on having to learn a new skill during lockdown and that we should all come out new people is actually really difficult when a lot of people are actually just struggling to get through what is a really challenging and quite emotionally and psychologically draining novel circumstance. So what do you think about that?
Yeah, we did have a discussion about that and we want to totally move away from that idea. It's not, I think unlocking isn't sort of like trying to get you to upskill and like you have to be better and you have to come out of this like knowing how to make sourdough perfectly or else you're a total failure and you've wasted your time. That's like not at all what we're going for. I think it's sort of almost something that I would say people get bored and they get down when they have nothing to do and they have nowhere to go. And for me, like working through some of my battles with like anxiety and stuff, a really good mindful practice for me is just to focus on like what's in front of me or to engage myself in an activity that engages me with the world again. So we were hoping to come at that from that angle. So it's like to remind people that there are others out there. And if you engage in a fun activity together with other people, it can be a really grounding thing. And it can be something that connects you again to reality and community in a way that helps you also to deal with the time that you have to spend in a pandemic being anxious and being stressful. If people have the time to put aside an hour to take their mind off things and to reconnect with other people, hopefully that's something that's more replenishing and not at all like you need to become a master of all of these random new talents and hobbies.
Yeah, and I feel like that kind of answered what I was going to ask too, which was just like the importance of the arts right now.
There is huge value in the arts for entertainment now while you're locked down, but also as a practice for yourself to create, to express.
How do you feel like the support has been for the creative arts so far in terms of funding, given stuff like that?
I'm not familiar with what like creative artists can get in terms of what the government has given, but I can't imagine that any support would equal what's been lost because of programming being cancelled, because like Auckland Arts Festival and Auckland Writers Festival was cancelled. People have lost like tens of thousands and I don't think that anything could really replace that. It's going to be tough and hard to see how all of the artists are going to recover from this.
Having said that though, do you feel like we will see some good art coming out of this time?
I think we will, in the sense that a lot of art that I connect to in the past, a lot of great art has sort of come out of people struggling with things, whether it's a difficult situation or like an internal battle or grappling with like what life really means. And in that sense, I think that there will be good and great art that talks about the stuff, like the social aspects and the economic aspects and times of trial and stress. But I don't want it to be sort of like you need hardship to create great art in that sense. But I do think that artists are amazing people and they will make amazing things.
You can hear more from Janet A online during the Unlockdown Festival. One of the many events on offer includes a discussion group about the new Netflix doco series Tiger King. So if you want to vent about Carol Baskin, that's the place for you, says Bronnie.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.